I will call the meeting to order. We do have a quorum. The Environment and Natural Resources Committee, we are going to be doing an informational hearing today. And it's rather limited. And I guess before we move on, since we do have a quorum, we will also approve the minutes from the last meeting. And that would be for March 13th, 2008. And have members had a chance to look over the minutes.
Chair, I would move to approve the March 13th, 2008 minutes.
And Representative Scalzi moves the March 13th, 2008 minutes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. And again, today we're going to do an informational hearing on House File Number 3661, Representative Hilty's bill. We have already heard most of this bill, actually, a previous bill carried by Representative Joe Adkins, which includes, again, most of this bill from Section 3 on. We're going to be just looking at Section 2. It does deal with PCA, which is the reason that we brought it before us for this informational hearing. And Representative Hilty is here to present to us that section. And Representative Hilty, welcome to the committee. Thank you for coming. And
well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe this is my first appearance before this committee. Well, Mr. Chair, as you pointed out, I think the reason that you had any interest in this bill is that in its current iteration, it does refer both to the Commissioners of Commerce and to the Pollution Control Agency. As it was initially introduced, it referred only to the Commissioner of Commerce. Its current somewhat abbreviated form really does only two things. It asks the Commissioners of Commerce and the Pollution Control Agency to basically give an annual progress report on the state's meeting the requirements that were passed in the Next Generation Energy Act in the last session. The reference to in subdivision 2 of section 2 to section 216.8.02 is to what was required by the Next Generation Energy Act, the goals that were set there, which you may recall were to reduce greenhouse gas emissions at least 15% below 2005 levels by 2015, 30% by 2025, and 80% by 2050. That legislation also asked those commissioners of commerce and pollution control to submit to the legislature by February 1st of this year plan for meeting those goals. There was a plan submitted. I think that was distributed. It was supposed to be submitted to Senator Pretner Solin and myself, but I believe it was much more generally circulated than that. I don't know, Mr. Chair, if you had a chance to see it, but there was number of comments on it at the time. And I think that many of us in the legislature were somewhat disappointed at the lack of specificity in that draft plan, which I think at least in part gave rise for the request in this bill that those commissioners who are responsible for evolving the plan would make a yearly progress report. And at this point, that's the essence of that section of the bill.
Well, thank you, Representative Hilty. It seems reasonable and obviously to ask for this annual report. And I don't know if anybody has any questions on that particular section. Okay, seeing none, I don't know if there's any other testimony. But,
well, Mr. Chair, I should just reiterate that the reason that it does refer to both Commerce and CCA is that those are the lead agencies in evolving that plan as required by the Next Generation Act.
Okay. So, and I know that, and the reason again that this was brought before us is because the PCA was added, I guess this is more of an oversight than anything that the PCA wasn't there originally, since they're one of the agencies that's designated with that responsibility.
Well, Mr. Chair, this bill was drafted in the Senate, which may explain that.
That explains it. Okay. Well, thank you, Representative Hilty. And seeing no other testimony or any questions, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.